Blog Talk Radio. That's on me, baby. Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You know they ain't guessing me. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. If you want beef, baby, hey, then you can leave, baby. I don't sleep, baby, hey, I'm so street, baby, hey, solo key, baby. And I don't guess at me. I told the little niggas I'm finna boss up, these people will laugh at me. They say, little yellow, you too floss up, these niggas after you. But I ain't making that for no. Flip your. Yeah, you can if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't guessing me. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Twitter, but D follow me. Keep that follow me. They talking about robbing me. Keep 100. Ain't got a lot of me. It's like rob me. I thug with them private. I don't talk my business. Keep my private. Can't go behind bars. Got a family that rely on me. And a new school north, so the pistol right on side of me. I act out violently. Silently. Never been loofing it, so the ain't side of me. On World War, gon' start a robbery. Young nigga, you know a number, you'll think I hit the lottery. Baby girl swallow me. Deep throat goggle me. Room around the city, that's a bitch in this economy. But I was out of town, yeah, seem like a lot of me. And the money that you count on, this shit ain't a lot to me. Bitch, you go through mean, boy. Gang see my jeans, boy. Walking in a shoe that you ain't never seen, boy. I don't like talk, say the chopper got a beam, boy. Get the fuck, yeah, hit a clean, boy. Ain't too much power, say it, make it lookin' mean, boy. Next year's a drug, yeah, I hear you a green, boy. Missing this red with a little bit of green, boy. Play with me if you want it, it'll be a crime scene, boy.
Yeah, you can snooze if you want it. But not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You ain't guessing me, hooking. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Need to any line on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Baby, that's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Keep that out of on me. Yeah, that's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome everybody to another week, another show, man. Hope everybody had a good day at work today. Enjoyed it, good weather. I think I know this way, pretty cooler than what it's been, so I know I enjoyed it. Man, had a bunch of good racing. Went on this weekend, hood to hood, picnic, man. On the way to get Ethan on here so he can tell us about everything, but from what I seen on the book, man, it looked like a pretty good event. With no major incidents or nothing to slow down the flow of the whole event. I want to congratulate him on a successful event, man. Let me see if I can get him on, try to get him. I want him to do his due diligence, and then I'm going to get whoever else got a race coming up. After Ethan get done, I'm gonna plug you in, shit. Then we got Big JJ them in the house, man. We're gonna We're going to put Big JJ them on the hot seat, man. We're going to put them on the hot seat, man. They went over there, their four-car shootout, looking goddamn good. Came home with the money. And it been a whole bunch of hoorahing going on behind it, man. I don't know what it is, man. But they definitely been having the internet going nuts right now. And let me see. Let me see what Ethernet, man. That Ethan over there working. Let me see. Y'all hold on 1 second. Yeah, he ain't answering the phone, so he'll probably come on in a minute. All right, anybody else, whoever got some upcoming events, I know K-Dog, you got one. Anybody else got any upcoming events and announcements, y'all press the one button. Come on and do your thing. Mr. Rogers, your mic open, brother.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, ain't too much. Ain't too much, man.
Dealing with this traffic, so I might stumble over my words every now and then, but I do that anyway. You ought to be used to that by now.
Traffic, man.
Anyway.
You got traffic here, man.
Hey, you know you got traffic all over the world, man. Anyway, we got Ellis Dedale, man, October 22nd, Evadale Raceway. It's our ninth installment. And just like the last one, we're going to try to make it bigger than the last one. So, yeah, we got Gangsters on 28, paying $5,000 to win, $200 entry fee. And that's in the 28 door car, no Willie bars, no peppers, none of that other goof ass. It's just, you know, any power outers. We don't care about, you know, just 28 no bars, door car. That's the only rules we got in there. And $200 entry fee and $5,000 to win. And we got Troy Hitness, which is the same as like a 490 cap deal. You know, we used to do it off the trailer, but we're going to let them make a ticket this time because we got a few out-of-town guys that's never been to the track. So we're gonna let them come in and get them a shake in, and then we'll get the rock and roller with them. That's $200 entry fee also, and we're gonna put $2,000 on top. So it should be a pretty hefty bag. And even with the games of 28, it's 8-car minimum, and with the Troy's hit mix, it's 8-car minimum. So you're gonna win $3,600 if you only have 8 cars. But if you got more cars, the more the merrier. You're throwing it all in the pot. And we got $580. $100 entry fee, and we're putting $1,000 on top of it. And I posted yesterday on the group. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We got the Lil G shootout, too. It's like four, like, the local guys with turbo cars got a little shootout amongst themselves. I'm, you know, helping them get them together with that. But they already locked in and got all four cars ready to go. And I posted yesterday. We got about 7 grudge races locked in already. And it's going to get more because I got 3 waiting in the chute, but they're going to wait till they get close to make sure they got an oil pressure. So the 12 grudge races already. And we got people coming in from Dallas, Houston, Louisiana, Arkansas, you know, and surrounding areas. So, you know, you get all those folks in one yard, you're bound to get some kind of grudge race going. Yeah, and that's about it that I can remember. Yeah, and we're gonna have, you know, for the kids, we're gonna have free face painting and free candy. So bring the kids, you know, let them come on out, have fun, and you know, just come out and enjoy yourself. And get free food for the races as always. You know, the purse of the races. So yeah, just come on out and enjoy yourself, man. So I might not have a lot of excitement in my voice. I'm trying to deal with this damn traffic, but. Y'all get it. Y'all get what's going on.
So,
yeah, y'all get what's
going on. As of now, have y'all confirmed what time the gate's going to open?
Not yet, Pete. We're going to wait till we get a little closer so we'll know how the weather going, you know? And then, you know, we'll announce it. But it's going to be pretty soon. But as of right now, I couldn't tell you yes or no. I mean, I could tell you the exact date. I don't want you to hold it against me.
Yeah. And then are they still gonna have the tracks open for Friday like they normally do, just like a regular?
Yeah, it's gonna be testing Friday. Yeah, it's gonna be testing.
It's kind of like
Friday,
a testing tune night.
Yeah. Now I don't know. One's gonna be radio, one's gonna be slick, or both gonna be radio. I don't know. But Saturday is gonna be a radio prep event. So, you coming there and you slick if you want, you know, just be prepared. But it's gonna be radio. And we got glue.
Yes, sir. Yes.
We don't have that to worry about. We got glue. We do good stuff, so that's not an issue either. Only thing we need is your body and your hot rod.
All right.
And leave the rest to us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, hey, October 22nd, hell, let the god doggone deal, man. Y'all come on out. Show is gonna be a bunch of good stuff going on. I'm sure it's gonna get some more good lock-ins as it get closer. So. Definitely want to come on out, man.
We might have a few sneak in the building too. I heard a couple of heavy hitters might be coming. They just hadn't confirmed yet. Trying to dig in our pockets over there. So don't be surprised. You might see a heavy hitter, heavier hitter that's never been in the building. As it get closer,
Yes, sir. And I heard say the hit list gonna shake down. So what they gonna do? They just gonna give them a certain amount of time to get their shakedowns in before the shootout started.
Before the shootout. Yeah, we're gonna announce. Hey man, games on 28 and hit list guys, come on get y'all shakedown. So we're gonna, give them just an opportune time to let them go down the track. Then once we shut it down for them, it's going to be time to rock and roll. So I advise if you're coming for Charles Hitlitz, get there at an opportune time because we're going to have an open window, but it's not going to be all night. Once we start the shootout, and you're damn near going to be coming off the trail if you're coming in there late. So there you go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hell at the deal. Let me see, man.
Yeah.
Hell, man. Shit.
Troy not on there, JP?
Let me see.
Hold on. I got to go on mute 1 second.
Hold on. Let's see here. Ethan, if you're on here, man, come on. Press the run button. Troy, I don't know what K-Dog wants. I see you on here. Your mic open.
Mine open.
Yeah. I just want you to come on and hey. Tell everybody about the show and all that.
Okay, yes, sir. So, man, hell of a weekend this weekend. I can't thank everybody that supported me enough. First thanking God, for good event, safe event, no drama, no wrecks. Maybe like two more damn. I had a accident break, but it ran greatly, like real smooth. Thanks, to all the drivers for being patient, following directions. I can't thank anybody enough, Thank everybody for the support. We had a good time this weekend, man. They really, a lot of people enjoyed themselves. Good positive feedback. A few little changes I got to make behind the scenes, but nothing major, But, man, hey, great event all the way around, And, like I say, special thanks to all the fans, all the, fellow promoters, everybody that showed up, showed support. I can't thank everybody. I can't thank everybody enough, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you have your shootout winners on hand? Do you know who won your shootout?
Yeah, shootout winners. So the varsity shootout was, South Texas' very own Taylor Lasker, TRE. He won the varsity shootout. I ain't going to lie. Y'all Houston. Y'all boys, man, y'all clown. Y'all can't with it. the Little Hillers winner and the Off the Trail Truck Shootout, same guy, Daniel Burks with the Love Truck. I mean, his man won Shootout Friday night, turned around around Little Hillers and won that Thursday night. Man, so he got a nice truck. Bad motor scooter, as they say there. The varsity winner, David Henry, Junior Varsity out of Paris, Texas. That one is Junior Varsity 489 cap. So, he won that. Shout out to all the Houston people that came up here. I mean, Hillbilly was up there in his truck, and Chino, some of the other guys, I don't know their name, but, I mean, they was here, Kay, Mr. James Kay, Judy Kay, Kenny Hubbard. I ain't gonna lie, Ace Town came with it. So, I mean, big thanks to them for the support. Thanks to everybody else, all who could make it, for the support. I'm trying to think. 7-0 winner. I don't know his name. But I'm going to have to go back and get his name. I say, overall, good race, good time, good vibes. Everybody had fun. Kids had fun with the bounce houses. I'm just grateful. I can't even stress how thankful I am enough, man. I just appreciate the support and, how everybody always support me, help me be better, with suggestions and everything they come up with, it was overall good. So I'm just glad that I could entertain people, make them feel they got their money's worth. And like I say, at the end of the day, that's, my job is complete for this year. So I just like to say again, thank you everybody. Thank y'all all for the support. And, we'll see y'all next year. Same time. Days go change because of the calendar, but pretty much same time, same place.
All right. Good deal, E. Sound like you over there got down with them kids, got that TV in the background.
That's why I was trying to hurry up and get it on mute for either she started crying or for us to get too noisy. Yeah. But like I said, again, man, thank y'all, man. Thank y'all all.
All righty. Y'all leave y'all. Larry. What up,
Laro? I just want to get in the gym before you fall asleep.
All right. Well, now you might can help me out, though. Yeah, you on. Where's Big JJ at, man? I need Big JJ in the building, man. We're going to put Big JJ on the hot seat, Laro. We're gonna put Big JJ on the high. We didn't hear everybody else's stories on the other side and all this and that, man. Where is Big JJ them at? Alan, press the one button. I know you probably don't hear a guy talking. Let's see. Damn. Somebody get Alan for me, man. Somebody get Alan and tell him we need him on the hot. Oh, that might be him here. 972-9749. Mic open.
What's going on?
What's up, Wade? What's up?
Man, chilling on it. Working on this hot rod. Wade doing nothing. Just chilling on it. What's up with y'all?
Man, we call to put you in there. We want to put you in the hot seat tonight, man. It's been a lot. First off, congratulations.
Thank you,
coming back to Texas with the bag, the whole crew. Y'all went over there. Y'all conquered. Y'all goddamn stood up and came back with the bag. But also with doing it, it came a lot of goddamn controversy, man. So, I guess before we start asking questions, man, anything you want to say, anything y'all want to clear up, I'm sure a lot of people listened to what was going on the other side and the narrative that was going on over there. So, we giving you the platform. Y'all come on and speak y'all pieces. And I got a few questions I'm going to ask, but whoever else want to ask something, but the floor is yours.
All right, Bible, appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. Well, we went out there to South Carolina for that four-car shootout, and, see, we got the bag. Shit, and if anybody got any questions, we're here. I'm right here with Oscar. Shit, let us know what's up. We're here. If anybody got any questions?
Well, first question I got then, what happened with the money, man? What happened with the money? I heard there was a big misunderstanding about the $5,000, the $2,000, the $3,000, or people want to make shakedowns and then decide on how much the pot was going to be for and all that, man. Like, what, you know, what was the issue with all that? So I heard on the show that y'all was kind of upset because, you know, y'all went down there expecting to run for five, everybody putting five in, and then it changed.
Yo, what up? This is Oscar. I was in the driver's meeting and that whole little deal, so I could probably answer that a little better than I understand. So we get there. You know, the $1,000 deposit was already sent. Everybody sent that. It was supposed to be Uncle Sam, but he had some issues, you know, personal issues with him. So they put in Sweetness as an alternate, which it was already on paper. It comes to be about 2:30, 3 o'clock on Saturday, race day. Rock comes out, you know, and gets our rest of the money. Everybody's $5,000 put up. You know, Sweetness $5,000, Lucky $5,000, Backstabber $5,000, and Jesse James $5,000. All that's already given to Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we have a driver's meeting before the driver's meeting at 5 o'clock or so, like 5:30, to try to address what we were buying in for. You know, we was under the assumption that it was 5, and then, you know, it was some misunderstanding. Not misunderstanding, but yeah, the pot didn't have to be 5. It had to be between 3 and 5. At least what was said in the driver's meeting. That meeting right there, at least. And we didn't come out to no agreement at the 5 o'clock meeting. You know, Trigger Man said he was down for between 3, 5, 4. He was with it, whatever. Mario said he was okay with the 5 or whatever. We said we wanted to run for 5. The other party said that they didn't know because they had issues, you know. It's understandable, you know, you have issues. You ain't going to put your car out there for a whole bunch of money. But, you know, we went out there under the assumption that we were going up there for 5. The money already put up. You know, whatever, that happened. Then we go to the driver's meeting at 7 o'clock, I believe. I think it was about 7 o'clock. And none of the money was spoken for at that driver's meeting. All we did was draw to see who was going to draw first. You know, out of the bag, and then we drew for chips on who we're gonna run in the lanes. You know, all right. At that point, we drew and we knew who was gonna race. The drivers went out, and then that's when all parties went to go make a shakedown. We made one shakedown, I believe. The other parties made about, I think they made 2 each. I'm not sure. Now maybe not everybody made 2 each. I don't know, but I think they all made 2 each. And at that point, we're ready to go after our first shakedown. And first round was at 9 o'clock. Where we come out, we're at 9 o'clock, we head into the lanes. And this is, we drew Backstabber. So we get into the lanes, nothing, right before we get there, you know, Mike comes up and says, you know what, all the drivers agreed at 2,500 instead of 5. I said, come on, Mike, we all agreed to at least for it to be between 3 and 5. And Jesse was right next to me. You know, the owner just named Jesse. Jesse was next to me when Mike came. Jesse never agreed, but he said, okay, just get up there. I mean, at that point, we on their side of town. I mean, what are we going to do? You know, I asked Mike, if you don't do it for 5, you going to get out? He said, yeah. So at that point, you know, we going. It's cool, whatever, we getting up there. We run the first round, we win. They have the second round when it had that malfunction. you know, on the light. So we sitting here waiting for the next round. Yeah, because they have to rerun. The second round was supposed to be ran at 11. You know, 9 o'clock first round, 11 o'clock second round. We had to wait because of the tree malfunction, which, you know, it ain't never malfunctioned before, but it did then. I guess it had malfunctioned a couple of times. It said something about a thunderstorm or whatever. I'm just speaking facts, you know. They said something about a thunderstorm or lightning hit it something. You know, and then we go, you know, waiting on the next round. All right, cool. The next round, you know, all that you know, Mario had that unfortunate accident. You know, we wish we would have won fair, you know, like just straight up. But, I mean, he had an accident. He couldn't make the next round. I went to Willie Dog. You know, like, hey, what do we have to do? You know, it's already pretty late. What do we have to do? Because we were ready. We had the car ready to go, you know, but we were ready at 11. We were ready at 9:30. Right after the round, right after we beat them, we had the thing ready in 30 minutes. But we were ready to go. We came over there, all the way over there to do that. So we were ready to go. And, you know, Willie Dog handed me the money, and he handed me a lot more money than I thought he was. And I asked him, and he said, nobody told me nothing. As far as I'm concerned, money yours. All right. Money mine. I know what was said. So as a man, I know what was said. Well, you know, what they say, whatever. You know, we on their side.
You know,
As far as I know what was said, so when they came over and asked, Mario came over and asked first. I said, well, man, I don't know. You know, I never spoke to Mario. I never spoke to Trigger. I only spoke to Mike, which that's cool. That's the understanding between me and Mike. That's cool. All right. That's what we went for. When they came in, I didn't argue with them. There wasn't no argument. I said, here's y'all's money, man. Came into our trailer. We gave them the money, and they rolled out. Said, good race. You know, then all that other stuff came up the next day. But, I mean, at that point, that's a whole other issue. You were just asking me about the race. That's how the race went.
Yeah. So this is the question I have, though. It is, well, I guess the thing I don't understand is how does one team go around and ask everybody what they or come to y'all and say basically what everybody agreed on without having another driver meeting or having all parties together at one time to decide on the money. That's where it kind of seems crazy to me.
And I hear you. And this is all comes down to, like, just the learning experience on the way stuff should be ran. Because we had two drivers meeting that we didn't come up to nothing. We didn't resolve anything but learning who we gonna race. You know? And that's something that, you know, that just needs to be taken into address, like, a little bit better than, you know, than what we did. But again, it's not my event. It's, you know, Willie Dog was it was Rock's event. Willie Dog was his representative and he was running it. So, you know, we along for the ride.
Yeah. But it's still, you know, it's still kind of crazy though that nobody never really just came together and agreed on it. But, you know, I mean,
like,
it was a gentleman's agreement.
It was a gentleman's agreement. Where the confusion comes in on the gentleman's agreement that we do. Because, you know, we're straight up. Me and Jesse, we straight as they come. You know, Allen too, you know, we all, yeah, y'all can give Allen a whole bunch of shit, but Allen's always going to get, looking to our best interest. You know, so we straight up. Mike told me that. All right, cool, Mike, this is what we're going to do. But now them not telling Willie, that's something I can't control. You know what I'm saying? Willie Dog don't know them.
But why would we need Willie Dog then, you know?
At that point, then why do we need him, you know? Like, why is he the one that's getting blamed on it being wrong when if we didn't need him, then we didn't need him? You know, he didn't do nothing wrong in my eyes.
No, but, I mean, if you were running the shootout and he made the call to pay y'all, I don't see where all that hoopla came about the next day, you know, when any other time when Willie Dog.
Yeah, and that all just came.
When Willie Dog
says
something, they all come to Willie Dog for
day,
everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that whole next day came on the on technical rules, but technical rules were never done. So the technical rule thing to me was thrown out the gate right after first round.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it's
right
just,
the first round,
I feel like the money should have been agreed upon. Money should have been agreed upon before any shakedowns even happened, because that's what I feel like motherfuckers probably was like, man, fuck that. You know, I don't feel like I'm at my best, and they at their best. Shit, I don't want to run for that.
And that's another thing I'm missing that I am going to say is that in the first round, or in the first meeting at 5 o'clock, we tried to up the deposit to $2,500 because Trigger Man and everybody was in agreement with that. Hell, if I don't like my shakedown, I'd rather lose $1,000 than lose the $5. You know what I'm saying? So we tried to up it to $25, and nobody, you know, there was one person that did not agree. So we just left it at $1,000 deposit because they had an issue. But, I mean, hell, if you had an issue, you wouldn't be shaking down like that. You would have put the car up,
I mean,
right?
The purpose of a meeting, I thought the majority ruled in the meeting.
It did, but there was other underlying issues on it.
Yeah,
you know? there was just underlying issues on it on the buy-in and the payout. So, I mean, it is what it is. We weren't in disagreement. We didn't agree, but we weren't in disagreement with the $3,000. If that makes any sense.
Y'all there,
of course. Like that's what that was put up. Regardless, it took us fucking more than $5,000 to get up there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
and at the end of the day, like we said before, it was never about the money, you know, because we're not in this thing for the money. But, I mean, hell, if we're going all the way over there, we want to race for that money that was, you know, that was said.
Yeah. You definitely got a point there.
Don't get me wrong. We had a good-ass time. Rock had the track right, you know, with Jimmy Bradshaw on the ones and twos over there, man. It was right. It was good. We had a really good time. Wish we would have ran and figured out the outcome, but sometimes it's just the way it is. I'd rather be lucky than good any day. I'm not gonna call that luck, but shit, it is what it is. You know, we'll never know what that race is gonna be because you know we didn't get the race. I know everybody wanted to see it. Hell, I wanted to see it. I was right behind Lucky's car when he raced Sweetness, and damn, it looked good. But I don't know what my car looked like when I'm in the fucking car.
Y'all definitely did y'all thing, man. Hold on, let me see. Anybody got any questions? I still got Nick. Hold on, let me open Nick. Yeah, Mike, open, brother. You got any questions? Get for them.
Yeah, man. I got a question for Oscar, man. I want to ask, like, before. Actually, I guess you said they came to your trailer or whatnot to get their extra $2,000 that they had put in originally for the $5,000, you know, on each car. They came to your trailer. Did they just ask for the $2,000, or did they ask you to split after the event was over? Because I guess I'm assuming money gets passed out, you know, when the event is over. Every event I've been to, money gets passed out after the event's called or over or whatever. So did they even ask you to split? Were the words, hey, man, can we split? Were those words even said before the event was over?
Okay, so when I went to Wheelie Dog and got the money, I had all the money, went back to our trailer. Mario came to our trailer, did not ask to split. He asked for the $2,000. I said, okay, Mario,
okay,
that's fine.
That's it, yep.
Get it, guys, get everybody together. Get the other guys, get Willie, get Rock. Get them over, come to my trailer. That's no problem. There is no problem on giving that money back because we had agreed. I just want everybody to agree because we did not say that together as a whole. Mike told me that on our own. So when we went into the trailer, all that was in agreement. They got their $2,000 back, and they left.
Yeah.
Good race. Go win. See you next time.
Okay. You answer my question, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else got anybody heard that? So Oscar,
this King, man. So do you feel confident, or should I say, do you feel good about the ending of the decision or what happened? Or you, or is it more of the he say she say after the fact of everything coming out is more of the problem?
I believe it's after the fact when they try to get technical on something that could never get technical no more. So
right.
All that to me was just the. I mean, it didn't matter no more at that point. If you want to get technical about any of the rules and what the he said, she said on what we were going to get do on splitting, the rules were out of the picture, like I said, after first round. And there was no tech man. Nobody seen underneath nobody's hood. Nobody got tech to see if they had a 4A4 or not. For all I know, they could have had different motors. I could have had a different motor. At that point, it don't matter. We all let our balls hang, and we went in. We went in the battle, and that was it. At that point, they can't come – to me, you can't come back to me and say, there's rules now. These rules, these are how the rules should be ran. No, sir. The rules should be ran the way they should be ran from the get-go. The rules can't be just ran to benefit, or not benefit, because I don't think that he was going for that route. You know, Mario's a stand-up guy. I don't think he was going up for that route. But you cannot just change that, you know. Only because of that, nah, it don't work that way. You either run the rules 100% from the get-go, or you don't run them at all. And I feel like he was trying to get technical on it. I don't think that he could have made the next round. Not saying anything bad about his car and then like that. I just don't feel like he could have made it. He wants to get technical on if the track closed or nothing like that. All right, cool. You want to get technical, but we never – nobody looked under nobody's hood. Those rules are gone after first round.
And so it turned from a 4A4 shootout to a fuck how it turned out shootout.
Yep. Exactly. I mean, we're all gentlemen, and we know that maybe, yes, everybody had a 4A4. We had a set of rules that we agreed upon, but nobody, no, it was never checked. So at that point, it becomes a shootout, just a shootout. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just a shootout. There wasn't nothing wrong with it. We were all game for it. All four of us were ready to go. Hell, I told Mario at the end of staging lanes, like, hey, man, I wish, you know, you guys wouldn't have tree malfunctioned. That way, whoever won or lost on the next round, I was ready to race the winner or the loser of that. I wanted to race all three of them. You know? Hell, whether I win or lose on the second round at 11 o'clock, if that would have went right, and Lucky would have won, or Sweetness would have won, and then we ran out at 11. Whether win or lose, I wanted to race the next car. A little grudge race to get it. Like, we went out there to race. Now, they may have not expected that from us. I guarantee you that.
I think majority of the East Coast, you know what I'm saying, they was already expecting y'all to go over there and fumble the ball anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They
we went up there ready, prepared, and ready to go. We were there Thursday morning ready to go. We know how this shit works. We know how much work it takes. Man, we working on the car right now to get ready for November, bro.
We taking
shit apart. We getting ready. Like, nobody sees the back work. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody sees that work you got to put in. Like, we go in there and we're going to work shit. All right, cool. That's fine. Nobody need to know about it either. Shit. We went up there prepared and ready to go. They all like to see that we party because that's all that we post. Yeah, when we done racing, shit, right now I'm drinking shit. I ain't tripping. We ain't racing. We fucking taking shit apart. But, man, this takes some work. You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes some fucking work to go out there and do that.
Okay, so we hear you saying that. It takes a lot of work to get, to get the job done for y'all to cut the cake. So can you say after this weekend with a few 4A4, quote-unquote, supposed to be 4A4 guys on the property, and where y'all was in, North Carolina or South Carolina?
We were in South Carolina. We were in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Okay, so all the 4A4 guys that was on the property in South Carolina, is it safe to say, or do you feel like just a true statement or understatement that JJ, straight out of Texas, is the baddest motherfucking 4A4 in the world?
That's always going to be opinionated to whoever it is. You get what I'm saying?
I'm
telling you straight up. I feel like it. Yes. Me? Yes. Fuck yeah. I'm gonna say that before I even beat him, before I beat anybody.
Yeah. Right.
You get what
right.
I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna
right.
feel like I'm the baddest mm-hmm. motherfucker there. Like, I'm always gonna feel that way.
Right.
You can put me up against the best, and I'm gonna feel like I'm better no matter what.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure we got a lot of people on this phone. We're just trying to make sure we're hearing what we're hearing. You know, we hear the explanation, you know what I'm saying? But after all the bullshit and after all the smoke clear, Oscar is JJ the baddest motherfucking 484 out the state of Texas. As a matter of
look,
fact,
it's
no
only
world.
You want to hear my honest answer? You want to hear my honest answer? You want
to
hear my honest answer?
You
want to hear my honest answer? It's only in question because it's JJ. Because it would have been anybody else won that thing, it would have never been questioned, and it would have been the baddest motherfucker and shared, bear the week, all that. Would have all been covered. It's only in question because it's us. But we from Texas, and we the ones that never, you know, nobody think that we were going to do what we did. It's only in question because
right.
it's us. It would have never been in question
right,
for nobody
right.
else.
Right.
They're talking about, oh,
right.
we don't
like,
want no grudge
like,
race.
Lucky
won
like,
one grudge race, and he would have backed us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we done won grudge races. We went back and did what we had to do and beat Jamie, you know, in backstabbing. And
so
we were ready to go for the next round. So what I'm saying is that we the baddest because we were there and we were ready and we beat the baddest. At you know, like, but hell, we can't be the baddest because of who we are.
So excuse me. Can you hear me? Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello,
okay,
can you hear me?
I hear you. Hey, I hear y'all taking a drink out my beer, man. I hear you.
Okay, my bad. Hey, so how did it make you feel? I mean, you don't, you know, I mean, just not on a personal level, but on a personal level. Does it make you feel like, man, fuck it, what am I doing it for? Or, you know what I'm saying? Even though we know it's not.
Nah,
about,
hell nah. We do this for fun, bro. We do this for fun, not for recognition. I said it all over the internet. I don't need no damn title. I'm going to go out there, do my job, and we going to win. Shit. As long as we get the bag, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, okay. Cool. Okay. I got you.
They can keep that.
Right,
okay. They can take all their titles. They can say they're the baddest.
Okay. Now, that answers my question right there. You're doing it for something instead of, you know, just dry ass doing it. You're saying the bag and the
bag. Yeah, I ain't doing it to be the baddest. I'm doing, man, we go out there and we have a blast. I had a great time out there. I ain't going to say we didn't have fun. We had a fucking blast out there. We had fun Thursday. We had fun Friday. We got our shit together and fucking handled our business the whole way we should have. Like, we didn't do nothing. Like, we really came together as a team and had fun and won.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's the best way. Okay, that's all right.
So it's almost safe to say all that other bullshit they started up was to take away from the fact that JJ went out there and kicked they poster boy off
the
grudge race ass over there.
The fact that JJ won, they wanted. I guess it was a fact that JJ didn't win.
Now they mad because the baddest 484 in the world is from Texas.
And
you can say that for the simple fact, them people went way 20 hours away to go run
hey,
this.
JB,
and then went over there and spanked the hell out them people.
Hey,
man, I know
fuck
that ain't
that drive sucks.
Hey,
yeah, but guess what? Y'all went way over there to them people goddamn territory and ran out of their motherfucking life. So you can say JJ the baddest motherfucker in the world. Mario ain't came down here and ran nobody. So how he gonna be the second fastest or the second best 484? I get that to Jamie. Hell, Jamie go all over. You in order to be the baddest in the world, you got to go around the world to get there.
Yeah, for sure.
Straight up.
For sure. We went over there to prove a point. We proved our point. We went over there to prove a point. We proved our point and rocked the motherfucking world. I said we were going to shock the world when we got there, and we shocked that motherfucker.
I know you were talking about Jamie talking about getting his ass back up there. Shit, he seen that movie.
Shit, is that damn right? They were talking about he left on me. Shit, all right. He go.
Man, they
called
devil was in front.
Who left first? Who y'all think left first?
In that video, it don't look like Jamie was never in front.
keys to fucking Orangeburg. I closed that motherfucker.
Hey, they already goddamn me got him doing the split with the Steelers on. All you need to do is put some whipped cream and some bananas around his ass. He ready to be ate. Shit, what you mean, King? Ain't no way.
Hold on, Larry, let me ask my question right quick before I go back on mute.
Man, you ain't hey, hold up. You still owe some money on, but you don't need to talk.
Hey,
Shut up, man.
Let the man ask a question. Since all four people were grudge racers, what happened to the grudge racing in between rounds? Like,
oh,
why nobody?
The only one I can tell you. Okay. Okay. So, I'm going to just be, I don't know if I can answer that or not, but I'm going to tell you, one man that was ready to bet was Mario. He wanted the grudge, and he was ready and hot and ready to go even when his shakedown wasn't right. He was, yeah, he was ready to go. I'll leave it at that.
All right, and I got one more question.
That's it.
So if you might can't answer this question either. You might not supposed to answer this question either. So when Backstabber was coming here, for the shootouts here, was it an agreement that y'all weren't gonna race grudge race here?
Yeah, we—that's a damn lie. We grudge race here.
No. The when they came for Jake race.
No, it wasn't no agreement. No. Some I don't know what was going on with them, but they didn't even bring the car back up. I don't know what was going on in their program where they didn't even come back up for no shootout, bro. Like they didn't. I don't know if you know that they didn't even make a pass no more. So I don't know what was going on with their car or what was not, but they didn't even come back up. I don't know if they were just focusing on Keisha or they had issues or whatever it was, but that car never came back up no more. You get what I'm saying? No, I'm talking about Quan's race. And in Quan's race, when we raced, yes, that was in the shootout, was still a grudge race.
We bet a little bit
of money, you know, and it was fun, all fun and games, all that stuff. And even to this day, we still cool.
Do you feel like that's a heated rivalry now?
They what?
Do you feel like that's a heated rivalry now?
A heated rivalry?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody likes to lose, you know.
I didn't
like to lose. Shit, I went over there to go try to prove a point too. We all went over there to try to prove a point as a team. Nobody likes to lose, knowing damn well that, you know, if something happened to us in that race, no, you know, that's something that doesn't need to be said, right? But, like, yeah, I lose another one. They're all ready to go. You know, something happened and it is what it is. We went up there 100% this last time and did what we had to do. But when we raced, that one race, when we raced, we had issues. Broke some shit and right out the gate and got gapped, shit. So we went over there to prove that, you know, shit, we can hang with the best of them. But as far as the rivalry goes, yeah, I feel like it's a rivalry. I mean, shit, we can make it that, but we just went over there to make sure that, you know. Yeah.
So who are next on the list, Oscar? If you don't mind me asking for the fans.
Who's what?
So who are next on the list?
Next on the list. My next thing that we focus on is the 50K shootout. Whoever we got first rounds next on the list.
Which 50K? The 50K with JJ or the 50? Did
already get that? Mike Hill's 484 shootout at South Georgia Motorsports Park with 16 cars, all 484s.
Okay.
November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Yeah, so we're going to be out there. And that's the shootout. It's a 50K shootout. So whoever we draw first round, That's next on my list. As far as grudge racing, man, it's kind of dead already anyways for us, so we can't race somebody really here. We got to drive, 10, 15, 20 hours to get a grudge race. I might as well go out there and put, $2,500, $3,000 to win $50,000 versus fucking spending $5,000, $10,000 to go over there and race for maybe $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. It just don't make sense.
Okay, I was just trying to see if
they don't ever come to us, and I mean the grudge races that we can get here are slim to none. Not down in our Texas grudge races, because goddamn we got a good team, but with JJ is just different.
Yeah, it's just a different caliber.
It's a different class.
We most definitely understood that. No, I was just saying, because I know a lot of them guys, I've been hearing a lot of them trying to speak on a lot of the calls, like the Uncle Sam and the Wesley Snipes, and I was just trying to see, King Kong. No, I was trying to see.
Well, all of them are in the shootout. All of them in the shootout. There's 16 of the baddest 4A4 cars are in that shootout, and we're going to go into battle with 16 of the baddest 4A4s and see where we stand. And that's going to test all of us. It ain't about just winning one race. You gotta go rounds.
Right. We're 16 of them. Okay. All right. So right now with this being not so much of an understatement, we're saying that you're the baddest motherfucker 4A4 in the world. And when you do go over there, is there any of them calls that you feel like that just ain't going to just cut the cake with you? And if they ever get up there with you like, I'm willing to, you laying there to knock their dick in the face.
Well, I'm willing to gamble every fucking round. We're willing to gamble every round we go. First round, second round, third round, fourth round. We're going to gamble too. Like, we're going to go out there and grudge if that's what they want to do.
Right.
So whatever round, whoever we get first round, whether if it's Lucky, Kong, any of them, Uncle Sam, all of them, like, it just, if they want to gamble, we're going to gamble. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. We're going all the way over there to try to win some money, and try to prove that we're the baddest again. So, shit, goddamn right we're going to gamble. Every round. So, as far as, like, a grudge race, I don't want to focus on a grudge race, but if I get out there, we're going to get out there early enough so we can test. So, if we get into some fucking shit and we want to grudge race against somebody, then, yeah, I'm down. We all going to be down. But if Friday, we don't see what we like to see, we're still working on shit, and I'm going to focus on the shootout. I'm not going to focus on no grudge race when I can put $2,500 to win $50,000.
Yeah.
So, do you feel like that's the way the world is going right now?
I don't even know how much the buying is. I'm just fucking, I don't know if it's, whatever the buying is, I'm not going to focus on that. You know what I'm saying? On a grudge race over what we going over there to do. It's like you going over there to play basketball, but you want to play soccer. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, we're going over there for what we focus on. So as far as the grudge race goes, if we there and we chilling and we good and we all right, come on, let's go. We ain't going to hurt nothing. I mean, we grudge racing before we shootout race, but kind of grudge racing already done. At least what 4A4 is, it's all shootout.
That was my next question. So do you feel like that's the way everybody looking too? That's the way everybody else thinking too. That's why you have less grudge races in the shootout.
No, don't get me wrong. There's some G's in the game. You know what I'm saying? There's some OGs in the game that they that's what they want to do. Fuck the shootout, but they coming to find out that that's what everybody want to do. So that's the only way they can get in. Mario gonna fucking go anytime you want him to go. Herb will go anytime you want him to go. Wesley Snipes will go anytime you want him to go. As far as where Uncle Sam would do it, like, there's certain ones. Kong can do it, but a lot of them, they just shit. Why not risk a little bit of money to win a lot of money? The grudge racing is still there, but the way it is set up already, it is made for shootouts. Baby daddy a go-to. He want a grudge race bad, so we'll see where that go.
Bad
bitch. Yes, sir. Bitch. What'd you say, King?
Nah, it's me, Allen. I said bass on bitch.
Yes, sir, man. Look. Yeah, man. Congratulations, y'all. Y'all win, man. Let me see. We got somebody else got a hand up on here. Hold on. We got a few hands up. 832-9988. Your mic open.
Allen,
what's up?
You saw Oscar came in there cool, calm, and collected. Why you can't do that, man? What the hell be wrong with you, Allen?
Man, I don't know, man. I just my adrenaline start pumping in and shit, and you know I start getting me going. It's like I'm driving.
Three, four, six, 87, 84. Your mic open.
Hey, appreciate you opening my mic. Hey, I had a question I wanted to say. First off, congratulations, man, for representing Texas in a big way. And I agree. I feel like y'all are the baddest 484 in the world. The street sweeper, by the way. My question is, I don't know if you probably touched on it or not. But my question is, right now, if it was, you know, go time for that 50K, is there anybody in mind that you would do a first round call out with the drone first round and say, hey, let's go and get it out of the way. Let's grudge race. Is there anybody in mind that you would like to, you know, do a first round call out for?
To be honest with you, I want the slowest one. But nah, I don't think you can do first round call out. I think that they're not doing that.
Oh, okay. All right. Appreciate you answering my question.
But
if it was my pick,
if it was my pick, I picked the slowest one. I don't know which one it is, but I picked the slowest one.
All right. Appreciate you answering that question. Going back on you. Appreciate it, JP.
Hey, so that shootout.
214-3683, your mic open. Go ahead, Brandon.
I was just asking, is that shootout, like, is it extreme 484 or just all 484 speed?
It's a 4-4. We got some rules. We got to go under Mike Hill's rules. It's an extreme 4-4. I mean, we all got to, you know, got a set of rules we got to go through and go through tech and all that. So, can't just cheat in it. You get caught cheating or whatever. There will be a tech, man. I think John Sears will be there. Taking cars and doing all the stuff like that.
Two 214-3683, your mic open.
Yeah, appreciate it, JP. I just got one question. Do y'all feel the more y'all go out to these shootouts and establish yourself and show dominance that any of those people are ever gonna have, y'all ever gonna make them have to come down here to take a victory back from y'all?
Exactly, yeah, they will. They're going to come up here. I mean, we got a couple of them that are willing to come. And, you know, as far as the fans expect, sometimes it may be a little different, but, I mean, yeah, they're going to come this way. Yeah, they're going to come this way.
Because, I mean, even with all the controversy that's going on, it seems like everybody's still saying, you know, y'all come back to the East Coast to do everything. So I'm just wondering. I mean, since
they
all feel like...
The thing is, like, all the racing that we in is in the East Coast. So the more we go out there and support them, they're going to come out here and support us. So, yes, we do plan on doing something probably next year. And then, yeah, we'll have some bad ones here. That way, you know, everybody in Texas can enjoy and see what, you know, what we see. I'm not saying that you guys don't.
Yeah.
But too. You ain't got to fly all the way over there. They probably be right here in my backyard just for sure.
Yeah, we know the excuse always is, you know, they don't want to come over here. It's too far, it's too this, too that. But, you know, I feel like if they go over there and wear their ass out enough, they can sit at home, and everybody be running to them.
Nah, trust me. Over here in Texas, it ain't going to be a shootout. I mean, there'll be shootouts for somebody else, but when them guys, if the guys come over here, it's going to be a drug race. We'll be all right. It'll be all right for them.
I don't know if you touched on this earlier. Like, did that conversation leave a bad taste in your mouth afterwards?
What conversation, sir?
From the radio show. I should have left a bad taste in your mouth. Like, I didn't understand it. The special show when it was just y'all four that could talk or whatever, the Willa Dog show.
Man, we were coming back, and I didn't catch the end of it with Jesse because we were trying to unload and get everything ready. So as far as, like, a sour taste, I don't know what was said at the end. I can't speak on it, and I didn't go back and listen to it, so I don't know what was going on. It wasn't a sour taste at all. It was just, we all got our understanding already, so it's good. We're good. We all good. We're good with Mario. We're good with Trigger. We're good with Mike. You know, maybe Allen and Trigger Man got their own little issues over there, but that ain't got nothing to do.
Yeah, but he definitely
what we got going on.
He definitely do because he definitely was trying to say that Allen was standing somewhere talking about him and somebody else. And
yeah,
and
I heard that. I heard all that, but Allen was just trying to make it right because when they came up there, I told them to bring Willie Dog and Rock. They did not show up with Willie Dog or Rock. Rock showed up later, and Willie Dog was gone. So Allen didn't do nothing wrong. He was just trying to look into our best interest because he does not know what was going on. He didn't know that me and Mike Hill and Jesse had already talked about bringing it down to three. You know, Jesse did not agree to that. I just said, let's go, and so did Jesse. So he didn't know none of that stuff. He wasn't there. Mike Hill can vouch for that if you want to put Mike Hill on the phone. Allen was not there. He doesn't know nothing about that. He just knows what I told him. But, none of us were ever there to agree on to it. So that's where that little deal came apart. Which, man, $2,000 on the teams that we got right now, the team owners, $2,000 ain't going to make them or break them, bro. Like, you got a car this caliber, you already know that $2,000 is nothing to what you got to do to keep this car going. You know, so it wasn't about the $2,000. It was just about what was right from wrong and what we agreed on. So what Allen didn't know was that we agreed on that and that little incident where it was a man, he should have been there. So he called him to make sure that he was there, but Willie was gone. So that when Trigger Man came around the corner, that's who he was talking to, and he got all upset and riled up. But what Trigger Man was really mad about is that he lost, man.
Yeah, I see you trying to make a post putting Ryan in it.
I don't talk shit like that. I do not talk shit like that. But the way he was talking shit, I told him, I pulled him off to the side. After him and Allen were going at it, I said, man, Trigger, hold on, come on, let me pull you off to the side. I said, man, in Texas, we were bitches and hoes, bro. Like, you were getting out of line and you were calling us bitches and hoes when you won or talking all that shit. I was like, I said, I don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can talk shit here and there, but not that much. I'll keep it, you know, just simple. So you over here, now because he's talking shit, no, this and that. All right, man, look, it is what it is. He's like, who wants to lose? Nobody likes to lose, but take that motherfucker on the chin like I did. Fuck, you lost. That's it. Plain and simple. And not like anything, not like you didn't go down the track. Hell, we went down the track and had this don't matter shit. We lost. And at that, we lost and lost the pot. You know, you lost the buy-in. That's it. So he was just mad that, I mean, to me, I think he was just mad that he lost. So that's where all that comes
832-6971. Your mic open.
Hey, this is Richard. I got a question. I might have missed it. Y'all might have talked about it earlier. I didn't get on until about 7:30. But when you paid your entrance fee, did you pay the whole $5,000 and then they wanted to reduce it, or how did that work?
The whole $5,000 was put up at about 2:33 by all parties.
So why would it even come into question about a reducing it? To me, it sounds like a shootout. It's a lock-in.
But because the punk out on the reducement, because the punk out on the 5,000 was $1,000, so it made it to where if they made a shakedown, didn't see what they wanted to see, they would just pay $1,000 and get out of the shootout.
Instead of an actual four-car shootout, that was almost like a four-car grudge race. Am I correct?
Cause
you got punk out, not necessarily. You got punk out.
Well, it wasn't a punk out, sir. It was a deposit. I'm sorry. I said it wrong. It was a deposit. The $1,000 deposit.
Right.
So that deposit was sent before we even got there.
Because, like, when I listen to the show, I mean, it's like, weren't you saying that they didn't even have a driver's meeting? It's just one guy.
No, we did. We had two drivers meeting, but nothing was really resolved in a drivers meeting. Yes, there was two.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I was just curious because it almost sounded like more of a four car grudge than a four car shootout. Because usually,
it wasn't so much a grudge. It was just the deposit was non-refundable, but that deposit was a little like. I mean, there's a lot of issues on it. Like I said, all we can do is learn from this, you know, from this situation.
So,
as far as Rock and everybody goes. Just learn from it and try to make it better for the next one.
Right. So when your own interest, like the 50K shootout, so what keeps you from going there and the same thing happening with the different money mounts and all that stuff? Is it a guaranteed $50,000, or is it can change on the entry fees like that, or that's what I'm curious. I mean, like for you, you drive a long ways, so what prevents that from happening again? And you pretty much just throwing some of your money away.
Hold on, let me see, Richard. Oscar, you still on there? Hold on, shit, they might have fell off there, Richard.
Hey, God damn, I didn't want to scare him away, shit.
Hello. Well, let me see. Still on here.
Well, you scared the folks off talking about that grudge rate and stuff.
Well, you know, when you listen to it, it almost sounds like more of a four-car grudge than a four-car shootout. Because usually, like, when you go to a shootout, your entry fee is not negotiable. You got a set of rules, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like a grudge race, you can negotiate money, negotiate different things. That's why I was asking if it's, you know, how it
I mean, some shootouts you can negotiate as long as everybody in agreement, or the majority in agreement. You can negotiate, you know, with anything if you want. Now, if you don't want to, you don't have to, but, you know, there's no written rule where you can't negotiate that's debt, especially if everybody involved okay with it, you know, the majority. But I think on this next one, they're going to have it right because they know our eyes are on them. So you can't keep putting
it. After all the bullshit with this one.
Yeah. I think the next one will be ran real smooth and right.
Yeah, because, I mean, it seems like if you're traveling for 30 grand, you're traveling for 30 grand. You wouldn't want to take fucking 10 grand. You know what I mean? Take a chance.
Yeah,
on,
exactly.
For somebody like them, I mean, I don't know. I'm not pocket watching, but I guarantee they spent quite a bit of money to get up there. And then the race. And then the test and the fuel. So you wouldn't want to get up there and then on Saturday all of a sudden it goes from 30,000 to 10 grand. Because then you'd be losing out of your own pocket.
Yeah, and that's basically what happened. It went from 30 grand to 22 grand, basically.
I don't know about you. I mean, that's a lot of difference in money.
Oh, yeah, that's a big difference. It's a big difference. But, I mean, it seems like, for the most part, they're cool about it. You know, and they're going to go up there again. So, shit, I mean, you know, facts ended up in a robbery. They okay. Everybody okay. They're going for the 50 this year. We might as well just root for them again when they do it in November.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, I go for 50 too.
I ain't gonna lie to you. They damn ain't got no other choice.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I was just gonna
say too. He took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. Collect dust, just to prove a point. You know, just sit there in Texas and hope they come this way. The cars will collect dust. Why?
They over there racing them.
Right. He can't just put that bad motherfucker up for sale.
Yeah. And who's gonna buy it? Somebody over there.
Yeah, because in Texas they're in the league of their own.
So maybe they did the right thing by, you know, coming out the way they came out.
It's probably
gonna make for some better racing. It's probably gonna make for some better racing.
Oh yeah.
Because now you got four motherfuckers wanting to prove a point.
Exactly.
Well, now you got a lot more other motherfuckers who got a point to prove, too. Because, man, you best believe them other cars, like we were saying, like the Uncle Sam, the King Kong, and the Wesley Snipes, and them, man, they was over there licking their chops. Man, they couldn't get, they wanted to get over there so bad, but they couldn't get up out of the hospital bed. They tied them down to the bed. You couldn't get up. They couldn't do nothing. They dead. So everybody's going to like, man, I ain't going to lie to you, man. Them guys, everybody who I see, man, who got that program like that, man, they racing. They top tier racing right now. They top tier. I ain't mad at them at all.
Hey, what happened to why Uncle Sam pulled up? I didn't catch none of that.
I think with Marcus Burt's daddy been in the hospital or something. I think that's the reason they didn't make it.
Okay, so what's next? We done milk that cow dry. Now what's next, sir?
Hey, I gave y'all a topic for tonight. I gave y'all something to do, so you can't say
anything. You didn't give us no topic. That topic was already over there. Don't start that.
Y'all a topic. I put the baddest motherfucking 484 in the world
on the motherfucking show
and let them goddamn get off their chest.
You carry the topic over, man.
Women, since y'all trying to switch gears, where that dude that came off the trailer and won two shootouts over this past weekend? He bad motherfucker too. Where he at? He bad some bitch.
Oh,
the dude
oh,
where?
You talking about Daniel Burke?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was my next topic. Okay, so you have to look.
Get him on the phone.
You have to look here.
Get him on the phone.
I think he on his way to Florida. He said he was on his way to Florida to do another race, quarter mile race or something, he's saying.
Get his ass on the phone, man. He's bad motherfucker.
Yeah, he from down your way, JP. He, Pasadena or somewhere?
He's
from
Houston.
Yeah, he's from Houston.
Yeah.
You don't know his number?
Pasadena.
Richard.
No,
sir. Richard.
No, I don't know. I don't have his number. I mean, hold on. Let me look at my phone and see if I got it.
Somebody ought to better get in touch with him. He's hot commodity, man. He bad. I want to know what
off the trailer truck shootout Friday and Little Hill is third.
That man had that car on the rail. That's what you said.
That's what happened when you drive a street truck. You said street truck. Yeah. You didn't see his video today?
No.
You didn't see his video today when he went to get a fucking Whopper? Oh, man. Went and bought him a cheeseburger and some fries. In the truck. God damn.
In the truck.
You didn't see the video?
Yes, sir.
I don't know, I ain't see it. I'm going to have to go try to find it. I'm going to go back and look for it. A bad man. See, now that y'all banned his truck, he going to bring his wife's car and still do the same thing again.
No. See that B word, I ain't that B word.
Y'all going to promote it. I got it.
Yeah, he graduated.
His nuts got a little too big. Y'all graduated.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we graduated him. That's
Hey, y'all Dallas people, y'all always graduate from people when they come down there and go through pass, don't y'all?
I don't know about it our way.
You just got to keep in the spirit of the crowd. But they finna make a stream look hitter now, so all of them that, like him and all the other ones, they're going to be all together. They're going to be all together and battle it out.
Hold on, wait a minute. You said y'all finna have a what? Wait a minute. On. Repeat that. You said y'all finna have what again?
That's goddamn lake, ain't it?
Extreme.
Oh, shit. Oh, my bad, yeah. My bad,
hey, look,
yeah.
So what's in the street? What's in the
I'm
street?
Not bad, y'all. I'm at the park. I'm at the Clear Park walking. I'm damn near finna walk us into a lake. Oh. Nah, it's the ones that, you know.
Nah, we don't know.
It.
So, I won't
faster
that.
Than
we
them.
Right now.
Well, no, that's what I was going to say. Faster than them, way faster than them other ones, where it's just kind of like, all right, man. All right, y'all need to be in y'all little lead. No, no. So,
Can you give us a few calls?
So this is where the problem was. This is what we started the JV for. But you had people, as usual, start crying about certain things. So we was like, first coach was like, okay, well, y'all said y'all goddamn too slow for for varsity, and then y'all too fast for little hitters. So fuck it, I'm going to put a cap on it. Well, when he put a cap on it, not this last one, but he put a cap on it at first, they said, oh, man, you put that on there, that's gonna tell people what we run. That's too close. Well, Coach said, well, goddamn, I mean, what y'all want me to do? So last year, there wasn't no cap in JV. But then you got people that really should have been in varsity trying to run JV. So this year, Coach was like, man, fuck it. Here, get on the side. I'm walking on the side of the street. Get on the side. So Coach was like, well, I'm putting a 49 cap on. And if you complaining about this, then you ain't got no business. I got that. You ain't got no business in Little Hillers no way. Well, you know how some people play chess and lie and different stuff. So now, the thing about Little Hillers, you really don't want a time, and you really don't want to have no time on it, which that's the sweet spot about Little Hillers. It's more or less like we pretty much tell people every time, you really watch who you race. Because if you just say, for example, like I think when we told you, King B, we was like, you, Silver Dollar, Neon, Fur 48, y'all would be considered JB. Because, of course, we know y'all ain't gonna get out there and run with Taylor Lassell and shit like that. But at the same time, you know, y'all ain't gonna run a slinger. You know what I'm saying? Little Hillers supposed to really be like a slim caliber of car. But that's how it started. But, you know, of course, everybody get fast every year. And, oh, man, I ain't running this. I still got this thing set up and yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what we getting back to and going back to that slim caliber car, Little Hitters. Now, your extreme Little Hitters, that'll be like, just say, for example, Bo, Daniel Burks, like, you know, King B, 48.
Troy, you might go.
Basically what the GB was supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I said DB, what the JB was supposed to be. See, because it's hard because you get people, you can't tell, I mean, at the end of the day, we still don't know y'all time. So it really becomes chess when you're trying to really pick people who do it. And I ain't going to lie, some of the cars that probably can be in it, they don't look like they could be in it. They're just like a Kareem car. I mean, nothing against Kareem, but when that car first come out, I mean, you wouldn't look at that car like, God damn, that's a little hitter. That motherfucker look like a bad motherfucker. I mean, the looks can be deceiving. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying we know how fast it is, but
that car's always been a little hitter. That's all. That's all I got to say.
But that's what I'm saying. But it don't look like one. I mean, you got one that don't look like it. See, you don't know. You see what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm just saying, you could compare that car to
Daniel Burks. You see what I'm saying? Hell no, nah, somebody gonna look at that and say, man, hell no, nah, that car ain't nowhere near no little hill. Just by how it look. Now if you get out there and just say you get out there and you race I'm gonna say who in Little Hill. Trying to think who. Like, goddamn me,
Miss Brenda.
Little River car. You right, who you name?
Miss Graham.
Man, go on view.
Nah,
man.
you way off.
Yeah, you sure okay. Shit, nah, like, I'm trying to think of some of them Little River cars, like Biddle. You go out there and you race Biddle, Fairmont, you know what I'm saying, Andy, all them, and then they see you racing them, they're like, okay. But if you go out there, race Richard Jackson, Bird 48, they'll be like, hell nah, man. You know, and then like I said, a lot of them, they just run game. I mean, that's how a lot of them end up getting in there that day. Sit there and be like, oh, man, I'm going to race this person. I mean, you know, I ain't that fast. I only race this person. And then when they ass get to, when we get to the show, you know, they go race at Little River and do what they do. Then they get to the show and turn that bitch up. Then hell, you gone. You know what I'm saying? But that's just that's what, it makes it harder on the people who pitch the car in. But, I mean, it's no time. So, I mean, you know, if you look like you, I hate to say it, but basically if you look like damn near you got a bad motherfucker, you might scare people away. But depending on who you race throughout the year, then that's going to kind of dictate it, you know.
Yes, Trouble Troy, your mic over. What's going on?
Ain't shit. No, I was just telling you Danny Burke that he's working on the car right now. He can't go.
Oh, okay.
But I meant to say that like 15 minutes ago, though, JP.
Okay.
Goodbye. What you looking for,
bad.
Dog?
I've been in traffic.
First of all, I'm getting my fat ass out of truck. So get out
I,
get out
you know city. I could tell you. I could tell who breathing.
Goddamn. Yeah. Well, I'm getting my fat ass out of truck, sir. And I'm sorry, everybody can't be slim. You know,
shit, I'm far from that, too. Goddamn.
Okay. Hey, B. B. Is B still on her? Brandon still on her? Or what y'all call him? Leroy. What's his Houston name? What y'all call him?
TMR.
Leroy.
TMR Brandon, man. That's his new name.
Yeah, I be throwing me out with that Leroy. But B, you still on here? I guess he ain't on here. Try sweet B.
Yeah, he's still on here.
No, not King B. I'm talking about
no,
Brandon.
No, I said sweet B. Try calling him sweet B.
Oh, who, Brandon?
Yeah, sweet B. As long as you bet with TMR, sweet B.
Oh, yeah. Right, don't tell me he won them damn... That's my partner. That's my road dog. I didn't know he won them goddamn TMR fans like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, TMR Brandon, man.
You couldn't hear
that,
bro? Man, he was hurt.
Yeah, man.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, he made it, Jingle.
Yeah, he made it.
He down with Trigger Boy Racing.
Oh, man. We go ship B over there in South Carolina. He can't be in Texas.
I didn't win any money last weekend.
What you say? Huh?
This kid all gave a bet with somebody.
Yeah, I had a bet with me and Kerry, but it was a wash.
Go ahead, y'all. My bad.
Yeah, because our gamble was whoever go that Mario go further than Jesse James and. It just ain't go further than Mario, but nobody did, so it was a watch. But I could have pushed the issue and say, hey man, your man couldn't go, but you know, it's just what we just caused even.
We got a year out lock too, y'all. So it's gonna be hood to hood 10-year anniversary next year. Me and Decor, we locked in.
250 on 500 off the trailer 10 o'clock that Saturday night.
God,
however every car sits, however they go.
And it's next year?
Next year. We done locked it already in. Eric's going to be the DP man. We don't need a DP man, but I told him based off my bro, King B, he said, we got to do that shit right. So, yeah. 250 on 500 off the trailer.
All year?
Man, listen, man. No. We still got race, but, we got to lock that shit in.
He excited
355
about
days out. Dallas the first to do it. Lock
yeah,
in the race. 355 days out.
<We know. laughs> Another one. Like,
ain't none of that shakedown shit. None of that.
Like Cali.
No. All that old get to see each other pass and all that. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to say my shit there. Yep. No. We're at 10 o'clock. We said we were going to start it off, but, we done already locked in.
832-3731. Mic over.
What's up? K-Dawg, you know you're better gambling than that, man. You know you're better gambling than that now.
What you talking about?
Like you could have pushed the issue. You know you're better gambling than that, man. You know
ain't no secret. Ain't no secret. But, I was just letting them know, in case they would have said, was understood. They never got to be spoken.
No money if you won or lost, man. You know that.
That's true. I could have got paid.
You can't do what?
Hey, look.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
You could have got technical.
I
paid away
5
pay.
Huh? I
could have
got technical.
Nah, man.
Yeah, right.
Man, we got a good
call. You trying to say you didn't lock in no break calls?
Yeah.
No.
Who they got that baby in the background?
Who they got? That's Ethan?
Yeah, we walking that part. Hold on. Let me mute my barrier.
Hey, look. I ain't going to lie to you, man. I got a guest that called in. They called in a little late, so, you know what I'm saying?
Just get him on the phone. I love sleep talking.
Hey, shut the fuck up, man. Look here, man.
East Coast King.
Nah, they already on the phone. They already on the phone, man. I'm going to let them come in.
Well, introduce themselves, man. We in Texas. This ain't Willie Dawg Show.
All right. You know, they're a little tough over here. It's a little tough over here in Texas.
Yeah, gangsters over here. We ain't letting old man run us over here. We gangsters.
Let nobody run our house over here.
No, collective. We,
I don't know.
Really collective.
Is my mic open?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your mic open.
No. I hear y'all telling jokes about this, y'all gangsters and shit. But you know, y'all just
joke.
Became one. Y'all just became one. Y'all, I will acknowledge it, but. You ain't got no zero history of a gangster. You're a gangster not only because Jesse James.
I gotta stop you. I gotta stop you, sir.
Only because Jesse James.
Don't you disrespect? Don't you disrespect our man down here, Mr. Rod James? Come on now.
James is the only reason that y'all are gangster, Jesse James. And I'm voting for Oscar for president. And that, you know, that's the end of that. You know,
we went down to Texas.
Everywhere around the country I go, I tell her, you know, that Texas, I say, you know, Texas stand up. They say, who? I said, Texas, they stand up. Who? I said, it's one of the states in the union. They said, but we ain't got but 50. They don't even count Texas. I'm like, huh? But now,
you said around the country or in the country? Because some of the people over there never left the state. You know what I'm saying? They probably don't know what Texas is. So you said any listen to me now, sir. I don't mean to cut y'all, but I am. Every time we go over there and running y'all top bass, which Mario and whoever else, like when Cognac went over there and made him sell that car, he was the smarter man in the garage race. Remember that? He was the smarter because he made the man come out there for a $500 park out instead of just saying he didn't have enough for that goddamn Texas car. But soon we forget that Texas ain't got nothing now. Jesse James, coming out there
again,
killing
again.
Nigga. What?
1 year in Orlando. What is that?
I'm just trying to let it. I'm trying to. I felt like he must have ate something. He got a lot of gas. So you're talking shit. Now, the point is.
I'm a stand up for my son. I'm a stand up for where I'm from.
Let me tell you what he had. Cognac came over, acted bad. Mario Mo, he did. But went right back over there and gapped. And then the East Coast car came right back over. But that ain't why I'm calling. I'm not calling to tell y'all how bad the East Coast whooped y'all at. I'm not telling you that.
Oh, okay.
I'm calling
you can't
Jesse James. Jesse James have put life in Texas. That's all I'm saying. Jesse James have put life in Texas. That's all I'm saying. Now, either y'all going to celebrate with me or y'all going to come up with, you know, I mean, it don't even make no sense. We celebrate Jesse James put life in Texas.
Okay,
okay, we agree to that. But Jesse James, that's all I said.
That's all I said. That's all I said. Now, let me ask another question.
We're not agreeing there. I'm going to get to him as soon as he
finishes.
I got another thing. So, with Jesse James, now have made people recognize that there's another state in the union. So I think we should get Oscar for president. That's all I'm saying.
And we don't have a problem.
We don't have a problem. That's
with
all
that.
I'm saying.
As long as he's out of Texas, we cool. As long as he represents Texas, we don't care nothing about this. See, we can gather behind Oscar.
Now, let me ask you one more question. I got another question.
Go ahead.
We all agree Jesse James is a bad man.
No,
but
y'all
got
don't.
A question
y'all don't.
Now. And this,
y'all don't.
I can't talk for y'all.
Don't.
I'm telling you what I believe.
Yeah, you,
I'm telling you what I believe.
I'm thinking that y'all are thinking about what I'm thinking.
I'm talking about me and you.
No, you're not the we though. You're not our we.
Okay.
All right.
So whatever happened to the bad report for this week?
That's Willie Dawg. I'm just asking since you're speaking for that side of the water. I want you to do this for me. I want you to call Battered Wives Syndrome. They got 1-800 Battered Wives. Because all these MFs on here, I'm trying to give them props, and they keep talking about, but he beat me called the head. He spit me in the
we
eye.
Can we get past that and just celebrate that the man?
Can we celebrate that the man and what the man did what he did?
Man, I got on the phone drinking a beer, saying you're coming back over there and kick your ass in November. Ain't nobody celebrating. We don't do our little high side going live for our. We don't do that, man. We used to this. We used to having things over here, man. This ain't nothing new. Don't start that, man.
No, it's new.
Let me tell you, y'all are used to something.
Y'all are used to it. But that ain't what I'm talking about. I ain't calling about that. I don't know why you giving me trouble when I'm trying to celebrate yesterday.
It's the way you came in.
I mean, y'all, it's like y'all shell shocked that you can't even give you an acknowledgement because you're so shell shocked. I'm saying the man is the...
You're being sarcastic. No, no, no. Yes, you are.
Listen, let me tell you what I can do. Hold on, let me stop that. I don't have to play a game of being sarcastic. I think the car is a number one car, period. I'm saying that. I'm saying that straight up. I'm not playing no game about that. That car is a good damn car.
I
don't want a dog. No, fuck Willie Dawg. Who in the fuck is Willie Dawg?
Oh.
I'm not Willie Dawg. I'm calling you. I'm telling y'all. I'm on the phone. Now, I thought y'all was a fucking man with you acting like bitches. I'm saying. I'm calling
damn.
You. I said the car is a number one
damn.
Car.
Damn.
I'm not even holding
that. I won't talk about it. It's been about six months.
Five six months. Let me ask you something now. As I'm talking, y'all against y'all own self, man. Y'all don't even know how to celebrate.
No, that's what you want us to do. That's what you're telling us.
Look here, man. We ain't heard this man's voice since the Atomic Dog Show, man.
You know what I'm saying? And dude, we know how this man get down. We know how this man verbiage you. So he got what he asked for with that flick shit. I'm going back on mute, man.
So, again, man. Again, man, good job on the race, man. You know, it's glad to see Texas doing some good stuff. I don't know. And so, King, I did check in, gentlemen, you know, and I appreciate it. I know 95% of y'all on here having a good time. That other 5% got you.
Man, we all having a good time on here. That's what we do. But what we don't take kindly is people coming over here kicking our doors in and not saying good morning, good afternoon, how y'all doing? We don't take kindly of that.
I apologize. You heard me apologize.
Okay. Your apology is accepted. Now we still on your head.
Okay.
That don't mean we gonna kiss your goddamn feet.
I'm okay with that. I'm not the one complaining.
Okay, your apology.
I'm trying to back. I'm not complaining.
But we ride for our state. Yeah, we ride for our state.
Listen, okay. I can't say nothing now. Y'all got me where I say I can't say. Okay, Texas is nice. Y'all some very nice people.
There you go. That's what we want.
Okay. That's what we do.
Coming in with your hat in your hand, goddammit. Coming in with your hat in your hand.
I got it.
There you go.
I got it.
Now you come
it.
On in. Not come on
I got
in.
It. This is
boy. One more time,
boy. Yeah. Hi. What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
I just said it one more time. He got to come in. Hi.
He got coming in with his hat in his hand. He know what that means. He's an older gentleman.
I know exactly what that means. And that's what I did. I apologize. I came back and said, gentlemen, how y'all doing this evening?
Good to
hear y'all laughing, chewing the fat. Love y'all, man. Y'all great guys.
There you go.
Right? Hey, you know. But can I do y'all mind, on a serious note, if y'all don't mind, I'll let be serious for a minute about some racing. Those four cars, I believe they were, if not the four, at least five, I'll say at least four of the six top 484 cars in America. And in that, the winner was Jesse James. So we all do, and I know Texas stand up for Texas, but it's not just a Texas thing. The man is the number one 484 in the country. And so when I do appreciate y'all speaking in terms of Texas, but he's national car from Texas.
Yeah.
And so all I'm saying is one of the things that I think he should be recognized nationally for his accomplishment. He's from Texas.
Hey,
I'm not trying to take nothing from him.
But Jay, we recognizing him nationally. It's y'all over there that ain't recognizing him nationally. I feel like they did a bunch of bullshit to take away from what he done this weekend with all the other shit that was going on.
Well, it's like this now. This is the thing. What you have, they recognize, everybody recognize that Jesse James is a fast car. Don't let the propaganda and all that get in the way. Because what we're talking about is a serious racing and a man that's performing at top level. Now, you're always going to have people who play favorites, but that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a man that's proven what he's done. So the reason I'm calling, I'm not calling because he's from Texas. I'm calling because he's proven himself to be the top car.
Yeah, I got it.
And so with that, that's the platform that I want to talk on. That's the platform that when I go on other shows that I'm going to bring. I'm not going to argue just because he's from Texas. I'm going to argue because he's the baddest man in America. And that's what I was trying to bring that I did wrong, I guess, by not coming in and saying it the proper way. But that, I really call to give it takes money and hard work to accomplish what he accomplished, Jesse James accomplished. And I just want to just go on record and say, again, we have to give people that do a good job the acknowledgement. Ford ain't one that brings so much money. We don't have million-dollar contracts. So when a man does what he have to do? He do deserve the respect of getting the credit and accolade that he earned. And so that's why I'm here. It don't mean nothing to nobody, but I'm sure it means something to them. Sometimes you just want to be recognized for what you do. They did an excellent job. Do that mean everybody in America is going to approve it? No, but that don't change what they did. That don't change who they are. And so, again, I think they did a very good job, and I'm going to go on a couple of Midwest shows by the weekend, and that's all. I've been on a couple of shows. Jesse James is the number one card in the country, 484 in the country, period. Until something happened different, that's where they are. Not because they're from Texas, but because they did the work. So that's where I stand with it. So that's the serious side of it. And so, they need to be respected. But now, that's all. I just wanted to get out how I truly feel, and I appreciate the work that they put in. That's all.
Good report.
I'm looking forward to their next race. When are they coming back out? Next race, Anybody know?
They said
Mike Hill race.
Yeah. I can't wait. I want to see, that's gonna clear up a lot. That's gonna clear up a lot. When you do something, when you bag it up, that's when when you run a 390, you've been running 4.0s and you run 390. They said do it twice. That's when it kind. I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure they can do it, if not 2, 3, 4 more times. That's a good team, man. I've been watching them. That's a good team. But I'm going to let y'all go. I appreciate it. Listen, anything, again, on a serious note, if it's something I can do to help anybody in the grudge world, just let me know. Put the bullshit aside. When we're trying to do better, the best thing to do is set a good example. So if there's anything I can do for anybody in the grudge world, let me know. I'll holler at y'all. I appreciate you listening. Thank you.
All right.
Jay for president.
So you say Jesse James. What could be mine?
No, I'm talking about Jay Barnes president. He come with his presidential speech at the end. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, y'all rough in him. He had to flip the paper
over
and read the right
script. Y'all rough in him. Damn, I got the lights on, buddy.
Let's
go see how you flip the paper over. Oh, y'all rough. Yeah, yeah. Why is this so rough, boy? I'm coming here with that bullshit.
Goddamn hyena's a motherfucker, huh?
Yeah, man. Who told me you gotta check in though, man? Who was that?
That was street sweeper.
I say, our OG is sounding like them youngsters. I was waiting on somebody to say they gonna spin the block on them in a minute. They say, I said, somebody heard OG say check in. I say, damn, that's what the youngsters say. I say, well, we ain't playing.
You got to check in tonight.
Yeah. I thought K-Dog was about to say he's going to spin the block at one point, though. Coming out with that other stuff.
Yeah, man, he's an older gentleman, man. That's how they rock over there, though. I got to be quiet. But, it was cool.
Right.
I know where he's coming from. But I'm gonna stand up for my state and for my city. I'm gonna stand up for this. So they was just coming in and saying the thing, 'cause they really do feel like Texas stalled and we ain't got nothing over here, and it ain't what that is. We just got most
stuff
over there. Let me tell you what I realized over there.
That's all they do is race. They don't have nothing else going on. Race and being country boys over here, we got all kind of things. We got sports to go look at. We got we can go outside. We can go to entertainment, nightclubs. They can't do that shit over there.
Right.
Nothing
no, for real.
About it.
All they do is
nah,
make
do
money
got a
and,
lot
race
stuff
for,
going
race, and race and they race 3-4 days out the fucking week.
Yeah. Yeah. So many tracks around, you know, right around each other. And then from what I understand, they used to run moonshine all through there. That's why they got so many tracks. See, that's all they wanted to do was run from the law and, you know, back in the gap.
So
they took it off the streets and went to the track with it.
Always talking shit about Texas, but they all buy Texas motors. I mean, no sense
yeah.
to me.
That's crazy.
Yeah, buddy. Ooh, goddamn. He ain't coming here and feed that man to the wolves like that.
He thought he was
yeah,
on the That's what happened. He thought he was
on
the
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I wasn't expecting that. I ain't gonna lie to you. The man was like, hey, man, I'm gonna get on, you know what I'm saying? And, pump up, you know what I'm saying? Pump JJ up.
How you doing?
You know what I'm saying? Look, now listen. Real shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. I was like, man. I can't talk to you. What's going on? I was like, man. Come on, man. All right, come on, man. Like, man. Like that dude wanna talk about, you know what I'm saying? My pumping they that much. But hey. I'm just trying to tell you, we trying to pump them up. I heard him, I said, we don't wanna do that shit. I said, God. That ain't rough, man. Man just trying to pump
exactly,
the club, man.
He coming in insulting up, hitting us up top of our head and rubbing it at the same time. Y'all don't really have nothing in Texas. Jesse James and this and that. Come on, man, you insulting us. But you're going to rub us on our head, how much is Jesse James?
Well, I don't know. Jesse, it's your show. You totally your show.
Let me find out if he ain't got nothing going less controversy on this show. Let me find out.
You're gonna found it on.
Yeah, hello.
Where you been, P?
Huh?
Where you been, buddy?
What'd you say?
Where you been?
What's up, Mr. Whitey? Long time no see.
Man, went to the compound, man. To go pick up something.
Oh, my bad.
I was in traffic. I told you I was in traffic too. You know, I don't know what traffic.
Oh,
was
I didn't
in.
Hear. You.
I was in traffic. Yeah, so then we pick up some tires. Came on back. Damn, pass that shit. Yes, sir. Yeah, everybody got quiet, huh?
No random man off the phone, nobody wants to say nothing.
Yeah. Don't
Yo.
Say nothing, nah. So that Larry over there choking.
That shit went down the wrong pipe, man.
Yeah, I don't know, Richard. They done ran the man off. Everybody... Everybody don't want to think that now. Like, goddamn, it got a little rough in there.
I bet you we don't hear from him for another 5 years.
Goddamn street sweeper wouldn't let him make it.
You got to check
in. Call him bitch and everything. Get your bitch ass off the phone. That's street
sweeper. Hey, street sweeper spun the block on him. Yeah.
No bullshit.
He was playing around.
I ain't never seen no dog be that rough on somebody. Whole dog was rough on him.
You try to come in with that old slick shit. You know, hey, what to say? You don't catch him on. You catch him on other shows. He don't be talking like that. Don't be talking slick over there on the other side. Oh man. That roll, you ain't got nothing else, man.
You want me to come up with something? I can be messy now.
Come on, be messy, man. Well, we get out of here. We're going to get out of here. We ain't got nothing to be messed by.
You say what now?
I say, well, come on, be messy then. Because if you don't be messy, you know I get up out of here.
Nah, I ain't going to be messy.
Hey, JP. I'm in the car going with Mario the weekend. How many people going with Mario the weekend? Just thinking. That was your car to pick for the race of the weekend. How many people on here was going that way?
I know me and Richard
that said it.
Yeah, I was gonna bet that way for sure. Him with JJ would have been a hell of a race.
Yeah,
but man, looking at JJ's past, looking at his on video, man, I put JJ in front of him, but I definitely was going for Mario. But JJ was on fire, man. JJ was running. They had their shit together.
Well, what you got on your mind, kid?
Oh, then I just ask. What's
now,
going
you
on? What's popping?
Yes. Huh?
What'd you say?
You say what now?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see how many people. I know me and Richard, they said it last week, though. That's the way we was looking, you know. What's on your mind, lad?
Oh, no, you just. We got plenty of time. We're going to see what he do.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely going to get good, man. If that big race get off at the end of the year,
there's going to be some cars in that motherfucker, man. There's going to be a lot of cars in them.
Yeah.
So I say
you get the saucy bitches back and all other cars they've been down, man. That's going to be a hell of a fucking race.
So the question is, how many of them cars are actually TRE motors? It's got to be almost all of them, huh?
Yeah, all of them.
Almost all of them.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it interesting is they all pretty much close to being
easy. Size sweetness. Maybe.
There's one more in there.
Sweetness,
uh-huh.
Not. I think Uncle Sam not.
Uncle Sam is a Moosey, right? Or no?
I think so, but other than that, who else in that damn shootout? Like you said, the majority of them going to be TRE.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Mario, Trigger Man, JJ.
He got the Mark.
Josie Wells. Salty Pitch. And that's five of them right there.
gonna be an interesting race.
Yeah, you know what makes it real interesting and what a good class is because all those motors are pretty equal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a tuners and the drivers race, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, one of them classes that they gonna all pretty much, like you say, with the technology and everybody pretty much got to peel off the same platform. So it's all about what somebody can find out to do to make one a little bit faster. But tuner in the driver's race. I think it's more so a driver's race at the end of the day most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is who leads first. I mean, if you look at the video between Mario and Sweetness, I mean, looked like to me that Mario's car left first. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but it sure did look like it.
That motherfucker got past 53. That's what I mean. Like it disappeared before it was left. That motherfucker.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, I mean, I didn't watch the video, but in slow motion, but it looked like JJ left before Trigger Man,
yeah,
too, in
yeah,
my opinion.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be a hell of a class for the next year or so.
Yeah. I mean, after I seen JJ Shakedown on Friday, I was like, shit. Out of everybody else, that's why I was like, shit, they looked the best.
Man, JJ looked good. You can't take nothing from that car, man. He looked good. Like I said, they had
yeah,
to shit together.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I was,
Friday when I seen they pass, I was like, shit, they looking better. Everybody else steady shaking down Friday, and they couldn't get out, and they flew down that bitch. I said, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I you know, Wednesday when we talked, I was Mario, but when I seen I was still with that with Mario, but I'm telling you, JJ, in my opinion, would have took his ass anyway. This is my opinion, but you never know. But
can you please stop? Get off.
They're the only ones that every pass about.
Yeah,
they were consistent.
Yeah, it's going to be real good. But it might be a surprise in that race, too, though, man. An underdog might come up.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be good. Hell, they got, when that race is, November what? Like the beginning of November, huh?
The third and the fourth,
yeah.
I think. Third and the fourth.
It's like a month from Baldy race, I think.
The only thing I can say, like, to me, I might be wrong, tuner-wise, Ryan has a little bit of a benefit because, man, he's got unlimited testing on those cars that he tests with. You know what I mean? Cars in and out. I mean, you look how many times they take Trigger Man and them car out and test that thing every single day just about. I mean, he's got unlimited data. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and data you can use on other cars at the same time.
That kid's become a hell of a tuner in a couple years' time.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is.
So what do y'all think? If an NRC motor come over there and kick ass in the 16 car shootout,
I don't think it'll ever happen. Rewind that. Go back. I don't think that'll ever happen, man. All
right. Okay. It's one in that shootout. It's one in that shootout.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said again, it's one motor versus 20 motors, man. Ain't nothing
else. We don't want it last.
You're right, because that's a 16 car field, so they gotta make laps.
Yeah, that's,
you know, the fastest car don't always win, like they say. You gotta make laps, so you're absolutely right. The motors gotta hold together.
Yeah.
Everybody gonna go out there with a fresh motor on Thursday, but by Saturday come race day, how many motherfucking passes they going to have on the front?
Yeah. It might be the one with the two motors in the trailer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For 50 grand, somebody might have a spare or two.
Oh, yeah, I'm quite sure.
It's going to be interesting, man. It'll probably be the best race of the year, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
484.
832-1601, Michael. Yeah, it definitely going to be a good one.
Hell, in my opinion, I almost want to skip Orlando and go there.
Yeah,
that's going to be a good
one. Man, hey, if it ain't no weather issues, that's going to be a damn good race. Especially if everybody show up, everybody, all the cars that's committed to it to actually be there. Yeah.
It's a hell of a shootout.
JP, you going to make
Orlando this race? I don't know, man.
You don't know yet?
I don't know. I ain't never been. I want to go 1 year, but I don't know.
You never been where?
To Orlando.
Where the hell have you been?
In my backyard. I know.
Yeah, you got to go there, man.
It's a whole different ball game, man.
Yeah, I've been there twice, and it to me, it ain't nothing like it. You know, people brag about Georgia, man. I didn't have nowhere near the fun in Georgia as I did Orlando.
Yeah.
Well, Richard, that's because you're more of a grudge racer than the class racer. That's why.
No, I mean, the environment's totally different, man. The environment, it's just like, man, you get in the pits, you know, I know it's 4 or 5 hour wait, but it's like, even if you're trying to make a shakedown, somebody's trying to go to your ass. I mean, like when we went there, we weren't even looking for races, and we were just trying to shake down one time, and it didn't matter, man. You had too many motherfucking options to race. You know what I mean? It's just for me, it's like nonstop racing the two times I went.
I see you sitting in the staging lane for an hour or two. The stamina, like, man, fuck this. We might as well just catch out, man. Catch us a man right now instead of trying to shake down and come back and sit in this motherfucker four more hours.
It definitely my top race of the year. I mean, definitely, it's a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The motherfucker try to charge you $20 for a corn dog.
God damn.
$20
for a corn dog. God.
$20 for a corn dog.
Shit,
that's $20 for a hamburger or
what? Shit, that's $20
for a hamburger.
Damn.
Everybody out there
making money.
Shit, man. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Hold on. Wiz, your mic open.
You need to check it out, JP. It's totally different.
Yeah, I said I need to go 1 year.
Well, let me know, because if you want to get prepped, I got about 6 years of video when Free Life Film used to do it, and I was down there every time.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah.
they move some cars through there during that weekend. They start on Wednesday. They move a hell of a lot of cars through there. And even, like the man said, you're going to get a grudge race. You might get something you don't look for, but you're going to get a grudge race.
Thank you.
kind of breaking up a little bit.